When we go to the church, when we go to the temple, any religion, any denomination, what do we have? What do we expect? Our expectation is that the person on the throne, Yami, or the preacher, or the statue, or the god, or the Buddha, or the image, or whatever is there to create a miracle for us. And we want to apply no effort. I'm guilty of it too. It's not just you, me too. I've gone to Tara and said, can I have $10 million? I think she said no, because I never got it. But anyways, I'm still waiting for the check. Talk about tired. I can see it on my gravestone to be waiting for the check. Yes, anyways. We want our problem solved. And we think that these people, these gods, these deities, these religious people can solve it for us. They can't. They can't. No one can. But if you can recognize where the problems come from, and you can recognize the source, and I'm sorry to say, with the deepest respect to all of you and to everyone in the world, the problems are made by ourselves. We created them. We created the problems. We want other people to solve it for us. And when they don't solve it, when we don't realize that truth, we actually create more problems for ourselves, trying to solve the problem. Yes, you have problems, you have complications, you have difficulties. But you created the problems. Accept that truth first. What does that mean? Lenkin leba. Take responsibility. I created the problems. So when you take that responsibility, you don't blame others anymore. A lot of anger goes down. A lot of anger immediately goes down. You don't blame others. Two, one. So one way of controlling anger as a side benefit is accepting responsibility for your problems. Okay, maybe your staff is stupid. Hey, you wanted to start the business, honey. You wanted to be rich, so you have to have staff. Don't complain. Maybe the people you're dealing with are stupid. Well, don't do business. Go be a monk. I'll make you a monk. Some of you need to shave your hair off. Pretty short already. So, some of you complain about people backstabbing. Yes, everywhere got that. You're not exceptional. Yes, everywhere you go, you have people backstabbing. Why? They don't have knowledge. They don't have wisdom. They don't know that by doing that, they create harm for themselves and others. They're ignorant. I'm not saying, well, that makes it okay. It's not okay. But if you're going to be in a business where there's more of that, you take responsibility for being in that business with respect to you. I don't say that as a put down. If you're going to be in this kind of business where that type of people are more superficiality, you're going to be expecting more of that. So if you expect more of that, you get more of that. Don't complain, because you go into it knowing that. You take responsibility. So when I say take responsibility, it doesn't mean that, oh, you're stuck with your problems, that's it. What I'm saying is, first step of solving problems, according to Buddhist principles, is accepting the responsibility that you created the problems yourselves. You created the problems. I have people come to me. I've got 6 kids. I'm out of a job. I can't feed them. Who told you to have the kids, honey? Did you hear about protection? I told them that. They look at me. Oh, but you're a Rinpoche. You can't say that. I said it. So the gods didn't come down to punish me. I'm not being rude and mean. I'm being very truthful. Think about it. You create the problems. Then some people come to me, oh, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for that. Yeah, but you bought the car, you bought the yacht, you know, you bought the $14 million house, you bought the, you joined the gym that costs $20,000 a year, you know, you did it. You asked for it, you wanted it. So you create the problems, then you go and you want someone to solve it for you. Then sometimes we have problems, with deepest respect to everyone. Sometimes I have a lot of people come in. A lot of people. I think this is the biggest divination I get besides business. Is marriage. You chose the person. You take responsibility for it. You're with it. You have it. I'm not saying, oh, you bought off too much. You bit off too much that you can chew. No. I don't say this pointing finger at you. I don't say this in a bad way. I say it in a way of truth. Realize that. You picked it. You got it. So when you get the problem, you've got to deal with it. Because you chose it. For whatever reasons. So don't create more problems by explaining, talking, and making more problems for other people in order to relieve your problems. Realize, number one, take responsibility for your problem. Take it. I created it. So if you started the problem, you take responsibility for it. And you must face it and not do it again. Never mind face. Never mind shamefulness. Never mind all that. It'll be more shameful when the problem becomes bigger and it becomes long term. Better to face it now and avert it. So when Lord Buddha taught us on how to solve our problems, he taught from experience, he taught from wisdom, he taught from realization. So from such a person, you can fully trust. If Tenrin Rinpoche was teaching some weird dharma on his own, he called it Tem Buddha's, you know, dharma, then you guys gonna say, wait a minute, the red flags have to go up. What's up? What's going on? Tem Rinpoche dharma? Tem Buddha? Buddha, Tem, oh my God. Then you have to think, because Tem Rinpoche is not teaching from experience. He's not teaching from enlightenment. Lord Buddha was. Lord Buddha did. We can rely on that. That gives us some confidence to follow. So once you recognize the problem, and two, you must take responsibility. Take responsibility for your problem. Take responsibility. Accept that you created the cause, either in this life or a previous life. Stop complaining. Stop looking for sympathy. Stop running around and bad-mouthing other people and talking and trying to make enemies to solve your own problem. In the process, make more enemies. Take responsibility. You created the problem. Karmically, in a previous life, this life, and environmentally, you stirred up the problem. Accept it. And when the problem comes, do not look for crooked, funny, sideways, tricky, dishonest ways to solve it. Because it was the dishonest, tricky, and negative, and bad intention ways that brought you to that problem in the first place. So when you apply further methods in order to bring more tricky, dishonest, funny, weird methods to solve your problem, immediately, symptomatically, the problem may be solved. Symptomatically. Symptom. But the actual problem becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Please think about that. I offer this to you with respect. Some of you have more knowledge than me and older than me. I don't say this to you as a scolding way or a scathing way. It's with respect. My job as a Dharma teacher, I teach you the Dharma. Simple as that. So, not to create more circumstances for the problem to become bigger and larger. Don't use dishonest ways. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't hurt people around you anymore. By hurting them, you dig your problem deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Accept responsibility for the problems you have. And don't stay there. And look for methods to come out. Take refuge in Lord Buddha or your Yidam. 100% from your heart. Do black tea to your personal Dharma protectors, whoever it may be. Maybe Benden Lamo, maybe Setrap, maybe Ma Kala Kalurupa, I don't know. All of you have different ones. And fight and push and work hard. Then something must come out. Truth has results. Buddha said that. Truth has results. It has results. That don't trick yourselves or ourselves or your friends by saying, well, what I'm doing now is honest, but maybe the problem was created from something not honest, not truthful, not good. Accept, turn it around, and apply methods that do not create further harm, further dissatisfaction among people around you. Some people suffer from loneliness. Some people suffer from greediness. Some people suffer from not having enough to survive. Remember that these came about because of your own karma and actions. Some people suffer from relationships. Some people suffer from blackmail. Some people suffer from worry, distress. And then we write long letters, or we go see Rinpoche, we send email, we send this, we send that, and hundreds of people send all this to Rinpoche to solve their problems. But the bottom line is this. It's not knowing whether there is a problem or not a problem. The fact that you're worried, there's definitely a problem. There is the problem. The fact that you are worried, you know inside. But you don't want to take responsibility. You want to throw it on someone else to find a mystical, magical, mystery way. Mysterious Shambhala, Shangri-La, Tibet, magic way to solve. No, no God. No need to ask a lot of complicated divinations. No need to ask a lot of complicated things. Rinpoche, do a divination on either apple or orange today. Yeah, I get stupid divinations like that sometimes. Not literally, but just as stupid, trust me. Rinpoche, should I send my kids to the best school in England or the best school in Australia? Don't send them there, just give me the money, honey. Oh my God. Send them to the local school here, just give me the money. Huh? Or questions like, Rinpoche, should I take my vacation in St. Moritz or should I do it in France? Guess what? Your plane's gonna crash. Don't go. That's what I want to say, but I don't. So the subject of this talk is acceptance of problems and not looking for a mystical, magical way out of it. Do you know why you don't? Because there isn't. It's as simple as that, there isn't. If any church, any teacher, any master, anybody runs around telling you, I'll do a ritual, your problem's gone. I'll bless you, your problem's gone. Give me this amount of money, your problem's gone. Run. Run where? Come to Temerinchi, donate it to me. Thank you. Seriously, no, there's no way. But these people can teach you methods and ways to help you solve your problem. Why? People like me can help you on what basis? Not because I'm a Rinpoche, because I can share with you what I've learned about Lord Buddha's teachings. So when you apply something so vast and so holy from his experiences, from his own attainments, it definitely got result. Does that make sense to all of you? Think about that. We don't want a bunch of ignorant people chanting away Namo Amitofo, Namo Amitofo, Namo Amitofo for 3 hours and we get out of here. Oh my God. What we want is people who leave this room with a little more knowledge, a little more understanding, more clarity. And based on that clarity and knowledge, they can go on their own spiritual search more and more and more and more. I'm just a helper. I'm a guide on the road. If I like you, I point the right way. If I don't, no, I'm just kidding. People like Rod Stewart, I go, which way? And so you're like, oh. And there are some people I like saying, oh, but never mind. Jeez, I know I'm evil. Never said I was a bodhisattva. I'm a BDCT, but never mind. It's my own term. See, a bodhisattva who's someone is a real bodhisattva. Someone who's not a real bodhisattva pretends to be one, we call them a BDCT. So I'm a BDCT. And then prayers are sadhanas. When we do the prayers correctly and we do it well every day and diligently, we're doing a sadhana, a prayer. But people who just read it through real quick to get it over with because they want to go to play games, tennis, disco, watch TV, Astro, and they recite it real quick, or they watch Astro while they're doing it. They don't do sadhanas, they do sitanas. So sitanas are fake sadhanas, but it's better than not doing anything. That's how I figure it. Get what I mean? So I and some of my friends, we do sitanas. We don't do sadhanas. Don't you love that? So we always SMS and say, did you finish your sadhana? And they always SMS back, yeah, I finished my sadhana. What are you doing now? I'm doing my sadhana. People like the Dalai Lama and Cancer Rinpoche, they do sadhanas. We do sadhanas. But it's okay because, like I said, it's better than not doing anything. I'd rather sit there watching Astro going, oh, mani, pimom, mani, pimom, than nothing. I mean, you know, there are some people who just watch Astro with nothing. At least I do it reciting Kuan Yin, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. That's pretty holy. What's wrong with that? I mean, you know, I figure it's either that or nothing. So the Buddhas look at me and go, okay, Astro Om Mani Padme Hum. Yeah, whatever. So I watch TV and I do Om Mani Padme Hum, I do my meditations. Except when Hellraiser comes on, you know, I don't do meditation, I just watch it. And one of my favorites. You know, I love Pinhead. Pinhead is so cool. So I'm like, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. And then when a commercial comes on, because I'm really holy, you know? Oh, I love it. Yeah, I fool myself. Sometimes I tell myself that I'm a really holy Rinpoche from Tibet and that I've been recognized at birth and all that. Oh, never mind. Sounds pretty much... We had a Dharma talk! There's a fine for that. 10 ringgits. Just kidding. Don't worry about it. I've got my phone on too, but I don't have any friends. Nobody calls me. Just kidding, don't worry about it, it's all right. Next time we see you, we'll confiscate the phone. Next time she walks in, we do a security check, I love it. We'll do a security check, we'll have this guy in the corner do a security check. Can you do for me? Check everyone, what handphone got? Oh, yo, the next day you see a Pastor Malan selling handphone. Just kidding, uncle, you ignore me, I'm... Kray Taofung. Haven't been late in a while, need it. Never mind. You'll stick around. You'll get used to me. All right. That's about the end of my Dharma talk, friends. Any questions? God, I love it. So I could just get in the car and go home. Somehow, I don't think I'm going to get away that easy, but never mind. Come on. Any questions, everybody? Any questions? Come on, kiddos. Come on, come on. Any questions? Don't sit. Don't be shy. No, just relax. Relax, FG. Let's not be too smart. Just relax, all three of you, just relax. Jeez, that was gross, but never mind. Well, I ate one grape, but that doesn't count. I'm gonna offer this beautiful fruit basket and the flowers and all those offerings up to our beautiful Tara, the mother goddess. And after I offer it, I'm gonna share it with all of you, it's blessed. And then we can have a little refreshment. If some of you thinking we don't need to offer it, just give it to me now. I'm starving. I know, but never mind. I knew it. She's been eyeing my tangerine. She's sitting there like, I wish she'd shut up and give me that tangerine for a blessing. Give me the blessing. Yeah. You slimmed down a lot. You look good. Did you do it on purpose or what? You slimmed down a lot. You and him. God. Did I get fatter? Praise will get you everywhere with me. All right, I'll solve your problems. Your problems are solved. She's like, yeah, right. No questions? Is everybody sure? Seriously, any questions about what I've spoken? Don't be shy. I'm different than other teachers. I encourage questions. I don't want you to come to some temple or church or gathering and just accept whatever the person says. Why should you do that? You're smart. You're intelligent. Ask questions. Try to make me, you know, make me work for it. Let me sweat. I don't mind. I don't mind because whatever Buddha says, I'm totally confident. That's why I'm totally open about questions. Seriously. So if you guys have any questions, don't feel like, oh, everybody here knows everything. So if I ask a stupid question, I'll look stupid. They're probably as stupid as you are. Oops. You know, really, seriously, don't worry about that. Anybody, questions? How about you two?
She has one.
Oh my God. Why we can't use headphones during Dharma talk? Don't be shy, honey. Come on, tell me your question. You're with a crazy Tibetan Rinpoche.
Is in the Sikh religion or in the Hindu religion, they say that there is reincarnation, you know? Animal things you have to go through before you get life.
So you were a celery in your previous life. Okay, then?
Is there something like that in Buddhism?
Well...
Do they have figure for the reincarnation?
Oh, I get it. That's a very specific question. Now, in... I just got married. That looks sexy. Wait a minute. Just think, you know, just think if I was somebody's bride, a Muslim bride, you know, like, just think about that. And then I get home, you know, on the wedding night, and then you take her, divorce. They'll be like, I mean, just isn't that horrible?
with me, you know, they'll probably say, come right on, honey. God, I hate it. What a slap on my face. Okay. When we take reincarnation, we take it because, that's a very good question, by the way. When we take reincarnation, there isn't a specific, in Buddhism, all right? There isn't a specific amount that we need to take until we reach this point. How many reincarnations we take and where and in what circumstance and situation has everything to do with our actions, karma. So when we perform these type of actions that propel us to take a certain type of incarnation, it will go on and on and on until that karma is extinguished. So until you yourself extinguish that karma, no one from above or below can determine how many incarnations you will have, because that's in your own hand. So in Buddhism, there's not a determination of how many incarnations. It's a determination of how we can get out of those incarnations. Suffering ones, that is. Okay? Any more questions? That's very good, no joke. We learn, we share. This is a study group. We're not here to pray and freak out. We're here to study. We understand. You don't know how weird, you haven't been around, honey.
Do you ever wonder if they're just going to finish off all these problems and go on for a better life, or they're just going to go again another?
You've been asking that golden question that I've been asking my gurus. When does my problems finish? When do I get money, money, money? Well, what happens is this. Unfortunately, having a lot of problems from the time you're born until you die is not representative that you are purifying or finishing the karma. It's not representative of that it will continue in the future life. It's not representative that it will stop in the future life. It's that when those problems manifest, it's how you deal with those problems. And in dealing with those problems, is if you create further karma to get more. Example. If you accidentally step on my foot and it really hurts, and I react back by, and you say, oh, I'm sorry, it was an accident. And I say, oh, never mind. The problem finishes. You create a problem for me, but it's finished for you and me. But if I turn around and say, oh, you stupid little blind, oh, and I go on and I fight with you and blah, 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 then your friends come after me. I go after them. It becomes big, escalates. The problem continues. So what I'm trying to say is problems definitely arise. The severity of it is the beholder. The beholder makes it severe or not. A problem can be very severe to one person and not severe to another. It depends on their state of mind, their upbringing, and their handling. So when the problems arise, if you do not handle it correctly, it will create the karma for further problems. And therefore, it will escalate into future lives. Isn't that logical? Now, we're not here to tell you numbers. I'm not here to tell you numbers. I'm not here to give you clairvoyance about the future because I don't have any. But what I can tell you logically is knowledge that you can base it on to predict what might happen to you. And that's, I think, better. That's what Lord Buddha's intent was. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you? Good. Thinking people, I like that. Any more questions? Okay, good. I'm going to make an offering to the lovely and beautiful goddess Tara, who's fully enlightened and free from all samsara. She is completely free. She's out of suffering. She does not incarnate because she's forced to and takes wrong turns like me. She takes it because she's intentionally here to help. So I'm going to do a very short offering to the goddess Tara for all of you. While I'm doing this offering to Tara, please focus on your specific prayers. She has the power to bless you, to perhaps quicken your wishes to come true, because she is enlightened.